This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Are they the smartest show in the Bay Area?
You guys are an intellectual feast for the smart sports fan in the Bay Area.
Wow.
You're pretty much the smartest guy on the radio.
I agree.
Good Lord, how big is your ego?
Are they the funniest show in the Bay Area?
Give it a laugh. Come on. You're a funny guy. Come on. Give me a laugh.
You are funny, dude.
Hit that S again.
Are they the coolest show in the Bay Area?
And no white boys. Stay cool.
That's what people are saying.
You guys are phenomenal.
This is one of the most perfect ways that I could end my day, getting a chance to talk to Mr. Mark and Dan, you know?
We'll let you be the judge.
Oh.
All I know is it's a couple of Bay Area boys talking sports.
I know nothing.
Thanks.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Let's go! Let's do this thing. All right. 888-957-9570. Who wants to weigh in on that? The Niners are favored this weekend, only by one. Niners are favored over the Chiefs because...
Well, if it's Family Feud, I do think the number one answer on the board is their home.
Well, for sure.
Because if it was at a neutral, the number would tell you that they would be 2-point underdogs, but you get 3 points for being home, and you're favored by one. So that, for me, would be the Family Feud number one answer on the board, which is not a sexy answer, but I do think that ultimately is probably the most popular answer. They're home.
Okay. Yep. That's certainly fair. That's kind of a logical, factual type answer. What if I gave you one that's a little bit more on the emotional side?
Yeah.
I think the Niners are favored because we are a bunch of stubborn mules. That's why the 49ers are favored. Understand to me that we make the line. The odds makers make the line, but the odds makers... And yes, they are diving into the analytics of the game, but they're also diving into the analytics of our brain. That's their job. Their job is to know how to blend the teams, the things that we don't know, and then the stupid things that we think. And I just think that we collectively are really, really slow on the uptake. In fact, I think the 49ers are favored for the same reason that there are people out there who doubt Brock Purdy. In other words... Here's what we think is going to happen, and then when something totally different happens, we refuse to change our opinion. We think the 49ers are the best team in the NFL, and when they go out there and show that, at least for the last 6 weeks, and I have been arguing and would still argue, they are much better than their record, they are still one of the better teams in the league, for sure, but they have shown that they are not all the way buttoned up, and they are certainly not all the way healthy. So right now, I don't think that the 49ers are a full version of themselves, but we are still stuck on our original preseason prediction of the Niners, the same way we're still stuck on Brock Purdy's a seventh-round draft pick.
I can see that, and I also would look at many things statistically. Forget the record, but if you look at just the stats, offensively, defensively, even special teams, they are... better than their record indicates, and also Kansas City is worse. And I mentioned to you off the air, Kansas City is one of only two teams in the NFL with a negative turnover differential, yet they have a winning record. The only other team is Philadelphia.
Yep, okay.
Philadelphia's 3-2. Like, Seattle's got a negative turnover and they're 3-3. Dallas is also 3-3 in the same boat. But Kansas City is -4 in turnovers. And we always say, oh, you got to win the turnover battle. Well, do you? Because Kansas City's lost the turnover battle twice and they've won both of those games. And I know that every turnover is not created equally, but you look at Kansas City, and I mentioned this yesterday to Grandy, who did mostly a phenomenal job, other than when he stabbed you in the back, filling in for you yesterday.
That's okay. I expect nothing else.
J.P. Mason has rushed for more yards than the entire Kansas City Chiefs. So when you just think about that, Kansas City doesn't run the ball very well. They don't throw the ball super great. Mahomes has 6 interceptions. Their defense is really good, not elite, and yet they just win every game.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
one of the odd things about looking at the Chiefs, I mean, there's two things that you sort of, they jump off the page because you go, oh, well, they're not playing well. This is what I hear people say. They're not playing well, but they're 5-0. Now, the first thing I would think of, if somebody said that to me, I would go, oh, well, they must have had a kind of a weak schedule. So pull up their schedules. That look weak to you?
No.
They beat the Baltimore Ravens in week 1. I understand that the Bengals have struggled, but that's still Joe Burrow. Like, that's the Bengals. They win that one by 1 point on a 50-something yard field goal at the buzzer. They go to Atlanta. Again, is that creme de la creme? No. Is that a pushover? No. Like, they went to Atlanta. They took on the Los Angeles Chargers in a, air quotes, road game.
Yeah.
And then they took on the New Orleans Saints, who had a wonderful start to the season. I don't think it's that. I don't think it's just that they have a cupcake schedule. So when people go, oh, they're not playing well, that's the first place my mind goes. But nope, that's not it. All right, so then what's the next thing? When I look at the Chiefs right now, let's talk about their roster for a second. I mean, sure, there's Mahomes. Who else they got?
Kelsey.
Okay.
Hall of Famer.
Who else?
Chris Jones.
Okay. Who else?
Possible Hall of Famer. Like, end of list.
End of list.
Right.
It's not a great roster. So this is where I think, for me, this is the week where you can really have a conversation about coaching. Really, like, really, if you want to dive into, for all of you Shanahan doubters, this is the week where I think you can really have a fair conversation about where he stands in the league. Because when I look at the Chiefs, I go, roster, certainly you've got the face of the league at quarterback, but roster, but situation. You have a program. You got a program that works. And while I firmly believe that about the Niners, there's also a lot of people that go, dude, they're just overwhelming people with their roster. And I think that you can debunk that in ways. But you get what I'm saying? Like, they have not looked all that buttoned up for a good portion of the year. Penalties and mistakes and blown leads and blah, blah, blah. Those are the kinds of things that the Chiefs don't do.
Right. And they've got the best player in the sport and they've got the best coach in the sport. So those are things that you have that can help you overcome roster deficiencies. And if you look at what they've done this year without Rashee Rice, who's been gone for a few games now, they're relying a lot more on formation and scheme, 2 tight ends, and running it with Kareem Hunt, who looks fresh and rejuvenated in a short sample size. Yeah, and again, they're not running it great, but they're running it enough to where they're creating some play action, and they're using a lot of Travis Kelce over the last couple of games, and Xavier Worthy is actually kind of in a Debo role, a lot of jet sweeps, and just trying to get him the ball in space, and so Kansas City's been good enough to win 5 of 5 games, and it hasn't always looked overwhelming, although you watch the game against New Orleans, not yesterday, but 8 days ago, and they looked pretty dominant in that game against New Orleans.
Like, I think this is where the evolution of the little game we're playing is this question, and it's Tuesday, so I don't want to jump too far ahead in the week, and I know that there'll be a huge build-up to what Dan Dibley is going to do on Friday at 5 o'clock when we ask him to fade to Dibbers, and we got a game
this
weekend.
It's a tough one last night for your guy.
Oh, yeah, who'd you pick?
The Jets.
Yeah, the Jets. That was I thought was going to be the right call also.
My thing yesterday was it's all about the dead cat cat bounce, which the theory is if you drop a cat from a certain height, the cat will bounce. And that's what the Jets are when you fire your head coach and you defrock your offensive play caller. And they sure looked better.
I thought they came out and looked exactly like that. I agree with you.
Then your big leg kicker couldn't hit a couple of kicks, doinked them both in a breezy New Jersey evening, and you lose the game. And then you go out and you get a shiny new object. So go Jets.
Yeah, Davante Adams. We'll get to that. Did you see the report that the Jets are now expected to put Mike Williams on the market? Because if you do really look at the Jets and you're like, okay, what does this team need? Wide receiver would have been my 13th answer. The wide receiver course, fine. Yeah, Garrett Wilson on that team.
Right.
Alan Lazard is producing on that team.
You heard Aaron crush Mike Williams last night for running the wrong route on that the deep interception that he threw.
I did not hear that.
He said, you know, it's supposed to be a red line throw, which is, I guess, between the numbers and the sideline. And as he's about to throw it, he sees out of the corner of his eye Williams on an in-breaker. And so now Rodgers has to adjust, and that's why he kind of threw it up for grabs.
Did Aaron consider throwing the ball half as far to Breece Hall, who was standing on one side of the field by himself for a first down and at least 15 yards more? Did Aaron address that at all?
No.
Okay.
No.
Just wanted to check. Sounds exactly like Aaron. I'll trust that that is a direct
quote. The play called for two verticals, and Wilson was covered on the one, yep. So Williams would have been open had he run the right route.
This dude.
He's a beauty.
Firing a coach, getting a wide receiver traded, and now Davante Adams, for the second time in his career, is going to try to go home again. If I could pull Davante aside for a sec, which I can't, I'd have asked him, hey, remember the last time you decided to look around the league and sort of like maybe suggest to your team it's time to trade me, and you thought to yourself, the first thing I want to do is go to a quarterback I've played with before. How'd that go for you, Davante? Like, other than the dinosaur party, what good came out of Las Vegas?
Didn't he have 1 year with Derek before?
Yes, yeah, he did. They didn't do anything.
Right.
That's kind of the point. Now you're on the Jets, and Aaron's 40. And they're 2-4.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that dude should be a Bill. That dude,
should be a
Buffalo Bill.
They couldn't afford him. Well, they didn't have the cap room to bring him in. So
they
had to settle, quote-unquote, for Amari Cooper, which I actually like for Buffalo.
I do, too. Like, there's no team in the NFL that's screaming for a wide receiver more than the Buffalo Bills.
It struck me this morning after the offseason where every wide receiver available is getting nine-figure deals, and you're wrecking the market week after week, and now these teams can't wait to trade highly paid wide receiver talent.
Well,
it had me thinking of you, Mark.
I tell you what, a little bit later on in the show, maybe we'll have a little conversation about the 49ers' approach at the wide receiver position, because I didn't get it in August, and now I really, really don't get it. But we'll push that aside. Here's kind of the question that I think is the evolution of the sentence that we threw out there first, and you're welcome to fill in the blank if you want. The Niners are favored because, fill in the blank. I would say because we're all stubborn mules. But 888-957-9570 is the number. You can fill in that blank. But I think where we're going, and again, without getting too ahead of ourselves this week, are you expecting them to win this game? And you're not going to ruin your fade the Dibbers, because that's 3 days from now.
Yeah.
And who knows what the hell's going to happen in the world. We don't even know if we'll be alive by Friday. Just ask Kyle Shanahan. But, like, I guess that's kind of what we're asking y'all. Do you just expect the Niners to win this game?
No. Andy Reid does not lose when he gets more than a week to prepare. Off the bye, he's, 29-3 or something ludicrous like that?
What's Kyle off the bye?
He's got a mini bye.
He's got a week to prepare.
I don't think that this one counts. I'll look up that stat specifically, but Super Bowls, you get an extra week, and Andy's great. And off the bye in the regular year, Andy's great. I don't like the chances of the Niners. It's going to be a good close game, I think, but I mean, Kansas City, this is one of those ones where you have a rest disadvantage, even though you are at home, and the Niners are banged up, so we'll get deeper into it. But
so are they. So are the Chiefs.
Yeah, I guess.
Right? No Pacheco, no Rashee Rice. They're banged up.
They pivoted off of that,
though. No Hollywood Brown never showed up.
Yeah, and yet they're 5-0.
Yep.
So
that's kind of the point.
Yeah.
It's kind of the point. So fill in that blank. The Niners are favored because... We'll take your phone calls on that. Are y'all just expecting them to win this football game? I know it's only 1 point, but heck, they're favored. They are supposed to win the football game, right? We're brought to you by Safeway. We'll take your calls. Stink joins us in a half hour. Mark Schlereth, it's Willard and Dibs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things, like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Willard and Dibs.
It's a great question.
That's a great question.
And that's a great question.
On 95.7 The Game.
Y'all can watch the show, Twitch and YouTube, okay? Twitch.tv/95.7 The Game. YouTube.com/95.7 The Game. It's all powered by First NorCal Credit Union. I just got...
What happened?
I just got a couple text messages I need to tell you about, just because I need to share.
Okay.
I need to share. I know sometimes, you know, some people get upset when it's like, oh gosh, you guys talk about your kids too much. Can I share this with you, though?
Do it.
I find this very, very funny. This came in at 2:07. It's 2:07 in the afternoon. Okay. Now, granted, she's at school. And so maybe that's why a little slow on the uptake. It's just always fascinating to me how little kids know about what their parents are doing during the day. So my daughter just texted me at 2:07. Dad, Devontae to the Jets.
Nice.
Wait for it. 1 minute later. And Amari Cooper to the Bills. That's at 2:07 in the afternoon. Thank you. So for those of you who didn't know, Devontae Adams was traded to the Jets at about 7 o'clock this morning,
yep,
I think.
Yep.
Amari Cooper went to the Bills, what was that?
Hour later, roughly.
I feel like that was a little after that.
Grandy shared it.
Yeah, Grandy, when did you hit us with that one? You hit us with that one today.
I texted it to you at 11:10.
11:10 in the morning.
Oh, wow. Okay, my bad. All right. So yeah, I sent the first one thinking you probably had all already seen it.
I had not. I was, whatever. I was off the phone on the early part. But anyway, I got tickled by that. So I will thank my daughter later tonight for breaking the news to us here at Odyssey San Francisco, 95.7 The Game, the home of the Warriors. And I will let her know.
Yeah.
That, I had heard a rumor that the Devontae and Amari would be on the move.
You should let her know, and I don't know if this will be breaking news to her or not, but Taylor Swift is dating Travis Kelce. So.
That she knows.
Yeah, okay. But it's like, does she know what you do for a living?
She knows.
And it's, this job is a dream job, and I'm not saying that we are in the salt mines, because we're not, but there's a certain amount of all-day awareness that we have in this day and age.
Yeah.
As opposed to when I started and there was no such thing as the internet, you relied on the newspaper, and then you pretty much didn't get news like you do now.
No. Like, I mean, Christy's dad's been playing fantasy football for, like, I don't know, 40 years or something like that, 50 years. And they used to have to do the stuff by hand the next day.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the newspaper would have to come, and you'd have to open it and get the stuff all over your fingers and then pull out a pen and start adding things together to find out, what Jerry Rice did yesterday. How'd he do? Oh, 4 catches for 82 yards. Okay, that's carry the 8. And I mean, that's right.
My guy Steve Rabb did our baseball rotis, the Animal Cell League, when we started, I think, first year out of high school, 1986. He would do it by hand. Binder paper, pencil, eraser.
Binder paper.
His accuracy was unprecedented.
It better be.
Oh, he was amazing.
Or you lose your job.
Shout out Steve Rabb.
Yeah.
Coco Irabula.
Oh, amazing. So, anyway, we are aware that Devontae Adams is on the move.
Yep.
And Amari Cooper is on the move.
Well, actually, Devontae Adams has already arrived. He flew on a red eye. So he's not even on the move anymore. The trade happened. He was on a plane seconds later, and he arrived this morning.
Let me guess. Hammy's feeling good.
I think he ran there from Vegas to New York.
Healed and ready.
You know how Aaron Rodgers has his weekly hit on the Pat McAfee show?
Yeah, what'd he say?
Well, Devontae Adams was in, I don't know if it was Rodgers' house,
like
apartment, wherever it was. They're in the middle of it. Aaron Rodgers looks off screen, gives a little head tilt, and Pat's immediately like, oh, who's there? What's going on? And then Devontae Adams walks into view, and he's just chilling in the back.
That's usually the Jets facility. So when
I would hope he's not in Aaron's house. Then again, he probably needed someone to stay last
Aaron,
night.
You want
to
play catch? I miss you.
Creepy.
You want to throw me a bang 8?
It's really weird.
It's a route.
It's weird. It's weird.
It's not weird.
No,
at all.
It's weird. It's weird. Like, Devontae does in his world what we sort of think that players are going to do in free agency, but they don't. Like, Devontae does what we thought Aaron Judge was going to do. That we were like, oh, Aaron is from the middle of California. He's going to want to be a Giant. And Aaron's like, I got enough money to fly home. How about if I stay in the pinstripes and go to the World Series? How about if I do that instead? Because that makes sense to me. Devontae actually does just follow his friends around. That's essentially what Devontae Adams has done with his career. Aaron Rodgers, Derek Carr, Aaron Rodgers. Don't want to play with anybody else.
Right. And if you're stuck with Gardner Minshew and Aiden O'Connell, you're thinking, I don't want to be with either one of these guys. Our team stinks. Our coach is probably not qualified for the job. We lose all the time, and I'm out here risking my life for this? I'm not defending it because, player movement is a lot of times contingent on the player who wants to move.
Sure.
It's kind of the NBA, right? Where a player all of a sudden up and decides he doesn't want to play there anymore, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah, I hear you.
They didn't have to trade him to the Jets, but I'm sure the Jets had the best offer.
Well, financially.
Right.
My read, Buffalo offered a 2, but couldn't afford to take any of the money. So that's why, because I've read and listened to what a number of reporters have said about sort of the arc of the way this went down, and there's been negotiations ongoing for 2 weeks, as we know. And I think that what happened was the Raiders called the Jets and said, we've got an offer on the table that's a 2. And the Jets said, look, we can't do a two, but we'll do a three, but it's a comp three, and so it can become a two if Devontae leads us to the AFC title game or whatever the hell, you know, whatever the...
Or he's an all-pro, first or second
right,
team.
So whatever the conditions are, conditional three that can become a two, but I tell you what we'll do, Raiders, we'll pay the entire salary. Raiders are like, he's in your garage right now.
Let him in.
He's in the garage.
Right.
We already sent him there. So that's what this was about. Just like everything else in life. It's about money.
Yeah. And it's money, and it's about control. And I think about Aaron Rodgers, who was probably the puppet master in all this. You know, Salah out. I want a new play caller, and go get me Devontae.
And get that Mike Williams out of here. He ran the wrong route.
Yeah, has he already been traded, or is it?
No, but that, like,
it's imminent. Yeah,
within 3 hours, that was the thought. The thought was, is they're going to make him available, because what is he, your wide receiver four now?
Exactly.
Mike Williams? This is a former number 7 overall pick in the draft. Not going to make that guy wide receiver four. The room is too crowded.
So now Garrett Wilson becomes wide receiver three because he's not buddies with Aaron Rodgers?
I don't know. He was already one, so maybe he's two. You know, I don't think Lazard was ahead of Garrett. I don't know how they're going to space this thing out. That's a crowded room. That's a weird situation. It's clearly not what the Jets needed. It was just what they wanted. They went shopping. They did it, you know, they did it like that was Christmas shopping. That wasn't like I got to go to the hardware store and get me a nail. That was let's go to the fun zone.
Yeah.
So anyway, 888-957-9570. Like, without giving up everything that's coming later this week, how would you answer that? Like, are you expecting the 49ers to win this game? Is that the way everybody's minds are thinking right now?
Yeah, it's not the way my mind is thinking, and I'm open to the idea that they can win, and there are a lot of things as I go deeper into the Kansas City film and the numbers, things that indicate this Kansas City team is not as good as last year, and they're not as good as the first Super Bowl team that beat the Niners, and they're not as good as the team that came in here and hung, 46 on the Niners in that regular season tilt. This team is undefeated, so I'm not taking anything away from them, but I look at certain things that I've seen on film, and you know, some of the stats and the numbers would indicate that this team is 5-0, not by luck, but they've had a couple of close games go their way. The Niners have had a couple of close games not go their way. If the Niners were 5-0 and KC was 3-2, or you know, the Niners would be 6-0, yep. I guess, because they've played 6 games. The Niners would be favored by probably 5.5.
Probably
5 or 5.5, but because the Niners have gacked away a couple of games and Kansas City stayed perfect, that's why the number's only 1. I think the Niners roster is better, and I think that being at home is a big factor, and the turnover differential is galling. How Kansas City, they've thrown 6 picks and they've fumbled twice. They've only generated 4 takeaways in 5 games, which is what has led them to be a -4.
Well, the Chiefs right now are a football team that sort of defies logic on a number of levels. The only thing that's logical is that we already knew they're good and their record is good. So that's logical. But it's like you said, you can lose the turnover battle. You can, like, never look explosive in terms of your offense. I mean, what's their point total this year? Their highest point total this year, 27. On opening night against the Ravens. They've not gotten to 30 points once this year. Mahomes only thrown for 300 yards once this year. Their top receiving option is hurt. Their running back is hurt. The guy who's supposed to be their second receiving option is hurt and never even got there. They lose the turnover battle. He does not look great. Mark Grandy's on airwaves in a top market saying that Brock Purdy has looked better than their quarterback, who's the face of the league. We'll get to it, Grandy. Don't worry, because I'd love to hear more about what happened yesterday. But, like, it all defies logic that they're 5-0. Nobody's watched any of their games and came away going, wow, they look good. Everyone says the same thing. Chiefs don't look right. But they won.
Right.
That's how they come away. And I would argue, is that not the biggest concern that everyone would have about this weekend? Is that the takeaway is, well, gosh, again, the Niners looked like the better team and lost.
Well,
that's the nightmare.
Yes, but for me, the thing that would make that the most likely to happen is the fact that their defensive coordinator, Steve Spagnuolo, is a lot like the defensive coordinator who you already faced, and he made things hard on you, and that's Brian Flores in Minnesota. And if you look at the defensive metrics, Kansas City and Minnesota are 1 and 2 in a number of those metrics, and things like pressure percentage and blitz percentage. These are things that the 49ers offensive line and Brock Purdy against Minnesota, they've struggled with that. You may not have your running back 4, right? Or 3, because you don't have RB1 McCaffrey. He hasn't played. Elijah Mitchell hasn't played, won't play. Yeah. Jordan Mason's RB3. We don't know if he's going to play.
He practiced yesterday.
Right? So
it sounds like it's trending in a good direction.
That is good. Yep. And, you know, practice again tomorrow. They're off today. So I don't know how rigorous yesterday was, but something to keep an eye on. And as you start to look at the defense, you don't have Hufanga. You got a young secondary. And you've got a guy in Kansas City that runs a 4.240. And just watching the New Orleans tape again this morning, there was, I think, 3 plays where the play was, hey, Xavier, run as fast as you can by everyone, and we're just going to chuck it up to you.
Well, and what did Brian Baldinger call the Niners just a week ago?
Slow.
Slow.
Right.
Okay.
So there are a number of things I look at that are troubling. And, you know, we could talk about the similarities between these two offenses. I was fascinated by it as I was watching the last couple of Chiefs games and seeing what they try to do, particularly last Monday against New Orleans, where they held the ball, Mark, for 40 minutes. This is not a run-and-gun, quick-strike offense anymore. This is 3 yards and a cloud of dust for Kansas City.
Well, Brian Baldinger came on with the guys in the morning, Bonte and Joe. He was asked specifically, is that Chiefs defense, which was good last year in the Super Bowl, we watched it, is it even better this year?
Well, I haven't seen anybody block Chris Jones yet. Like, he's the most dominant interior defensive lineman in this league. New Orleans had no answer for him. He destroyed that offense. But I think they're better just because nobody has 3 big linebackers like they have. They have Bolton and they have Tranquil, you know, and they have Leo Chanel. So if you wanna line up and run the ball, you know, like the way the Ravens did in the playoffs, I mean, they got 3 linebackers that look like defensive linemen that come and just blow you up. They have answers for whatever you want. They don't break down the back end, and they get quick pressure to the quarterback. I mean, it's the ultimate. If you had to say, okay, what do I want my defense to be? I want to be stout and strong against the run. I want to be able to affect the quarterback quickly with these corner cap blitzes or slot blitzes or safe, whatever combination Spags is coming. And I want to be able to do all that. Oh, by the way, I don't want to break down on the back end. Like, that's like the ultimate. And that's what they're able to do.
I think the Niners' offensive line is going to have to be incredible.
Yeah.
They're going to have to be incredible on Sunday.
And just hearing him describe the run defense like that and looking at the numbers, they're allowing 3.7 yards per attempt, which is 4th best in football. And they play with 3 linebackers, which the Niners only play with 2 for the most part. They'll have a 3rd in there. I wonder what they do this week with, you know, no Flanagan Fouls and D. Winters, who hasn't really yet hit his stride. You may be in a lot of nickel defense against Patrick Mahomes, but on the other side, you're right. You have to be able to pass protect, and if Chris Jones is coming in the interior, that's Jake Brendel, and Jake Brendel's really struggled this year in pass protection, and, you know, Dominic Pooney's been great, but Kansas City, if they can be disruptive with 4, or like Baldy was saying, with, you know, the corner blitz and the other exotic blitzes where you only have to bring 1 additional rusher, you rush 5 and you still are disruptive, that's where this game can be difficult for Brock.
I'm just so fascinated about the dynamics that bring the 49ers to where they are, because, correct me if I'm wrong, and you guys, we can all do this by memory, I think. Like, were they a dog in any game last year? And Kyle, remember Kyle referenced this in the Kawakami podcast when he said, we're talking about roster construction and people rip this, that, the other, and he's like, well, something is working, because we've essentially been favored in every game for 2 years. So people can say, what are you doing with this roster? But then you turn around, and I think privately you like the roster, because you think that we're going to win every single time we put helmets on. When was the last time the Niners were a dog? That's what I want to know. When's the last time the Niners were a dog?
Yeah, let me look that up, because
can anyone even remember?
No.
Can we remember the last time the Niners were a dog? Were they a dog in Philly for the NFC title game? I feel like they were.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
And I believe that that's it. So that makes it all of last year, they were favored in every game. All of this year so far, favored in every game. And right now, the outlook is that they will be favored in every game for the rest of the way until something changes with their record or their scenario or what have you.
They were even favored by 4 in the meaningless game against LA to end the year. Okay. That was one I thought maybe they weren't. They were favored by 6 at home against Baltimore, and you lost by 14.
Right.
And were you favored at Philadelphia last year? By 3. By 3.
There you go.
3.5, exactly.
I remember we did all kinds of stuff on it, because remember that was a big deal. Like this sort of a version of this conversation we're having right now is exactly the conversation we had that week. Why are the Niners favored? And I remember, right? Remember we would text our guys with FanDuel and everything, and they'd be like, well, here's why. They're better at every position. And I'm like, the Eagles aren't very good. And like the whole thing happened, and the Niners won by whatever the hell they won by, 30 points or something.
NFC Championship game, the 2022 season happened in early 2023. Eagles, 2.5-point favorites.
There it is. There it is. So that's the last time. And then how many times were they a dog that whole season? That whole season, prior to the NFC title game.
We're on it. Don't worry.
Yeah, thank you. I'm sure, were they a dog the last time Kansas City came here 2 years ago?
That was
Christian McCaffrey's first game.
October 23rd. And Kansas City by 1, according to Football Reference. The line that Lucas finds might be different.
You see how stubborn this is, though?
Right.
Like, what is that? And I love, especially the situation we're in, where we hear from 49er fans every day, and we are you, and we talk about this, and we live this, and so therefore there's always a lot of frustration. Kyle, run the ball, whatever. All the stuff that we say about the Niners. But then, somehow, some way, no matter what frustration you have, no matter if you think Kyle is overrated, damn it, stop calling him a genius, and we got questions about Brock, blah, blah, blah. When all of the conversation is over, people expect the Niners to win every time they put shoes on. Every time. It does, like, the scenario where they're an underdog is almost unthinkable. It's almost unthinkable. It's like, I don't know, how about if we draft a QB with the last pick in the draft, have two other quarterbacks get hurt, have him break some ribs, and then we'll put this innocent little flower that looks like he's never played football before, and let's put him on the road in Philadelphia in a cold environment with the Super Bowl on the line. Okay, fine, we'll make you a 2-point dog. It's incredible. What is that? What is that?
It's the roster. It's the roster, and it's the coach, and it is a lot of it, I think, is bet protection, because people like the 49ers. There are 49er fans everywhere, so if you put them, if you hang their number with them getting points, that thing's going to get bet into oblivion, and it's going to get bet probably all the way back to where they eventually are favored again. So it's a certain amount of protection from the odds makers, but also it's a very good coach, general manager, owner, franchise stability. It's a roster that's got 8 of the top 100 players in the league. It's got the big three that we talked about in the crossover, left tackle, pass rusher, and quarterback. And it's a team that has been successful for, 3 years running now?
Right.
4 of the last 5?
I mean, I obviously, like, yeah, we get it. I mean, there are times where I feel like I'm almost up here with my Dukes up, trying to defend a team that I think has been really good. But it's almost as if the world didn't want to hear Debo say what he said a few weeks ago, but they privately believe it too. Debo, don't say we've been the best team in the league for years. We just haven't won the Super Bowl. Don't say that, because you haven't won this. You're not allowed to say that.
Yeah.
But then you go to bed and you're like, but we kind of think the same.
Of course, and the odds makers do too.
Every single time they play.
Last year, week 3 at Denver, Jimmy Garoppolo, your starting quarterback, Niners favored by 1.5. So that is one where, like, if Brock Purdy misses a game for whatever reason, stubs his toe or whatnot, If he goes up against Dallas, you beat Kansas City, then you face Dallas at home next week, Dallas off a bye, and you don't have Brock Purdy.
Who's favored? Brandon Allen against Dak Prescott. Who's favored?
It might still be the Niners, but it's really close.
There's no doubt it's still the Niners.
Brock Purdy is worth, what, your odds maker told us, he's worth like 5 points. Yeah. Mahomes is worth 9,
right.
And everyone kind of works down from there. So I'm just looking at this game last year against Denver where Trey Lance was out, and you're starting Garoppolo. Purdy would yet to become Brock Purdy, and you still were only favored by 1.5. You were still favored. Denver was 1-1 coming in. Denver wasn't any
Denver
great
was
shakes.
Terrible.
Yeah, but they beat you.
Yep.
But, yeah, anyway, 9-11 against the spread last year, the Niners were.
Wow.
9-11.
See, and that's what I'm getting at. Like, I believe we've reached a spot where there's almost, and I don't just mean this locally, there's some sort of a, I don't know if this is the right word, check me on it if it's not, it's almost like there's a bias. Like there's a bias for the 49ers. Is it the fan base? Is it the sparkly roster? Is it just the story, the personalities? Like, I've said this before, I think they're the best show in sports right now. My opinion, call it whatever you want, but I think Netflix saw that over the offseason. The storylines, the Mr. Irrelevant, the Kittle with the hair and the wife and the, like, everything. Debo, there's so many different little things, and the fan base is so large, and their games are exciting, and they make you mad, and then they impress the hell out of you. I think they're the best show in sports. And with that, I think that there is almost, whether you want to just call it a gambling bias, like I'm seeing a lot of people like, that's just gambling. That's not even what I'm really getting at. I'm not getting at the gambling aspect of the spread. I'm getting at the emotional aspect.
Yeah, the expectation.
Exactly. That's the word we're playing with.
I do think a lot of it has now become built off of Brock Purdy being the real deal, because I just looked back at last year against Tampa. Brock's making his first start. You've got the Niners at home against Tampa.
Yep.
Favored by 3.5.
Tom Brady against who?
Brock Purdy. But
and who's favored?
The Niners. But if you would, if Brock Purdy was to do that same thing right now, the Niners would be favored by 9.
Of course.
Because Brock Purdy has now become one of these guys who gets elevated in the eyes of everyone.
It's incredible.
So, yeah, which is why you look at this game against Kansas City, undefeated Kansas City off a bye. You've got injury questions. You could say they do too, but they've moved on from those more than you have, and yet you're still favored.
I think it's part of why the fan base, though, is would you describe the fan base as often frustrated?
I think so.
Yeah, well, you expect them to win every single game.
But just don't lose to Arizona and the Rams.
No, that's fair.
If they were 5-1 right now, the fan base would not be frustrated.
You're right. No, that's totally fair, although they still would be a little bit because of the Super Bowl. Because of the Super Bowl. We're presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. Mark Schlereth will jump in on this and much, much more, because this is a trenches game. So what a good guy to talk to. He joins us next on Willard and Dibs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket, alongside my partner, Jim
Acosta. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.